You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals.
On today's show, my return guest is Chairman and CEO of Seebohn Systems, Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman, who is sporting a new and handsome beard. Seebohn Systems, Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. Seebohn Systems, Inc. is a San Antonio-based nanotechnology company and marketer of the patented Seebohn technology. The company's Patriot Glass Solutions subsidiary sells ballistic-resistant window film solutions and forced entry-resistant window film solutions to commercial enterprises, schools, government agencies, and more. 2023 was a banner year for Seebohn, and here for a year-end review and a look ahead, I'd like to welcome on the podcast Mr. Scott Silverman. Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Matthew, thank you for having us. Happy holidays to everyone listening, and I promise the beard will be shaved by January 3rd.
It works. It works for you.
Thank you.
So as I mentioned, 2023 was a great year for Seebohn, especially from May forward. So would you point out for our audience maybe two or three highlights that you're particularly excited about, and maybe comment briefly on why these milestones are so important to Seebohn?
Yeah, well, we entered 2023, Matthew, with a decent year in 2022, but obviously looking to grow significantly, both on top line and bottom line, related to the growth of our Patriot Glass Solutions division. As you know, our proprietary technology and architectural glass, the Seebohn Secure and Seebohn BRS, or Bullet Resistant Solutions products and technology, we believe lead the way from a technology perspective as far as helping to thwart or delay break-ins, smash and grabs, and most relevantly, shootings at schools and other facilities across our country. Going into the summer of 2023, we knew that there was going to be a significant opportunity in the school space, especially in Texas, and that's going to expand in 2024 and beyond to other parts of the country as well. And the Texas TEA, or Texas Education Association, put in place some guidelines about schools, the 8,100 public schools in Texas, choosing a security window film solution of some type by August 1st of 2023, with an installation timeframe of 2 years out. The good news is that's still very much in place, and we have gotten a decent portion of the contracts or purchase orders that have come out so far. The bad news is the August 1st deadline was a false deadline, because most school people don't work during the summer, and they're still in the phases of choosing what technology and what vendor they're going to use to put up the security window film or the fencing. Now, we will we'll be doing a year-end press release simultaneous with this interview, and it's going to outline exactly the larger sales that we've made in the school sector, the commercial sector, the government sector, and other areas. But all in all, it was a very successful year. As you know, third quarter, which we've already reported, was a record revenue quarter by far, well over $800,000. Even without the automotive sector that we sold in May, and I'll get to that in a second. And we expect fourth quarter to be strong, hopefully stronger than the third quarter. We don't have final numbers yet, obviously, as it's still December 28th or 9th at the time of this recording. So we expect fourth quarter to be strong as well and lead us into a very strong 2024 from a revenue growth perspective. The other major highlight of 2023 was the sale of our automotive division, which we sold back in May for over $4 million in cash. And it helped significantly. It strengthened our balance sheet. It paid off over $2 million worth of debt. And it gave us working capital in order to go out there and grow the Patriot Glass Solutions division in all the sectors that we just mentioned, school, commercial, and government. So I'm getting a little long-winded here, but 2023 was by far the best year that I've had at Seebohn. I think it's the best year in Seebohn's history. But rolling into 2024, we're just as bullish or even more bullish for what can happen in 2024 in the Patriot Glass Solutions sector and the Seebohn technology.
Sure, thank you. Let's spend a little time on Q4 and then looking ahead to 2024. We can anticipate after the record-breaking Q3 what Q4 may look like and then some of the catalysts that are going to be forthcoming for 2024.
Yeah, well, the good news is we now have a pipeline. You know, 6 months ago, I couldn't really say that we had an ongoing pipeline that literally goes out years. Because of the nature of the contracts that we're getting and because of the dollar amounts of the contract that we're getting, some of them go out as far as 2 years, which isn't necessarily great from a revenue recognition perspective, but is extremely strong as far as predicting the future of the company goes. So as an example, when we get a school contract, or a school purchase order, they may not want that installation to take place until a new building goes up, for example. It could be 6 months or a year from now. But on the other hand, they may want to put window film right now in the entranceway of their existing high school in the specific school district that is relevant for what we're doing. So not only do we have active jobs for the fourth quarter, which again should yield very strong revenue production, hopefully equal to or greater to the third quarter record revenue that we had. But we have a backlog going into 2024, depending on weather, time frame, funding, et cetera. You know, it could be millions of dollars for 2024. I'm not one to put out a revenue forecast for the years to come of 2024 or 2025. But with the momentum that we have in the third and fourth quarter, the pipeline that we now have, I think that our investors will be very happy with what's to come in 2024.
So Patriot Glass Solutions becomes the wholly owned subsidiary in 2023. Record revenue for Q3, products installed in over 162 schools in Texas alone. Substantial PO of approximately $500,000 from a large oil company, paying off the majority of your convertible debt, eliminating convertible features, and ending interest accrual. From this short list of 2023 highlights, what do you think should prove to be the most inspirational to the investing public at large?
Well, I think it's the two that we started with, which is the revenue growth, especially in the third and fourth quarter, the pipeline that's been established in the school, commercial, and government sectors, and the strengthening of the balance sheet by paying off the majority of our convertible debt in the sale of the automotive division. That lines us up really well going into 2024, we look to grow both organically and perhaps externally too through acquisition or partnership in 2024 to lead us to a position where 2024 revenue is going to be substantially higher than 2023 revenue.
Well, we've covered the kind of news that you'd like to share at the end of the year. Glad to be able to have it to share. Any last notes before we conclude for our audience today, Scott?
You know, I would just like to say, first of all, thank you to Matthew and your team for conducting the interviews that you have over the last couple of months, and to our investors, both our existing investors and hopefully future investors that are watching this podcast. We're positioned right. We have the best technology when it comes to stopping a bullet, period, end of story, in the window film segment. You know, recognize our competition is bulletproof glass, which is not glass as we know from prior interviews, but it's a polycarbonate that creates major visibility problems and is much more expensive than our product. But in the bullet resistant world of security window film, our technology is best of breed. We have a substantial IP portfolio behind it, valued in excess of $33 million by Duff & Phelps. Now we're going out there to try and really market this technology through our own people and through partnerships in order to help save lives and to produce good business in the school, government, and commercial sectors, starting in Texas, but moving quickly to other states and other geographies as well. So again, we're very strong on who we are, our intellectual property, our opportunities that lie ahead in 2024. And we thank the investors for being involved. Look for our year-end press release in addition to this interview. And pretty soon we'll have a conference call to recap the year as well. So, Matthew, we thank you for your time and Happy New Year to everybody.
Absolutely, Scott. Happy New Year to you. My guest today has been the CEO and chairman of Cbond Systems, Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman. Again, Cbond Systems, Inc. trades in the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. For more information, visit them online at patriotglasssolutions.com. Scott, Happy New Year to you and your team. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.